Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Maseches Nida Daf Ayin Gimel. Perez Hashem, the last Shir Anida. The Gemara here is discussing the din ikadinim of the Pischei Nida and Ziva, when he ishes a Nida, when he ishes a Zava. And the Gemara brings, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, the Gemara brings the Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that the Yud Alef Yoyim, Shebe Nida L'Ziva is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Cheshbeinus of when she's a Nida, when she's a Ziva is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And Rabbi Akiva learns that from the Pesukim, and the Gemara goes through the whole drasha, how Rabbi Akiva darshes the Pesukim, the two parashias, the parasha of Nida, and then the parasha of Isha Kisiya Zava, the Isha, I mean, Kiyazav Dama, Yamim Rabim Beloyes Nidasa, Eichi Sazav Al Nidasa, and the Gemara goes through each word, all the drashas, all the ribuyim, the darsh and all the dinim, that the 11 days of Yimei Ziva, and the din that if she has 3 days straight, the Yamim Rabin is 3 days, and Mimela then she'll be a Zava Gedela, and if she sees 1 or 2 days, she's a Shemei Hashem Keneged Yoyim, and the Gemara goes through a whole drasha to Pasuk counts, Bedafka 11 days, that you learn out there's one extra day, and then since if it's the first 3 days, that will make it 10 days, so you have one extra day, and then that 3 days will make it 11 days, the whole Gemara is drasha. So the Rif, when he brings his dinim of Hilchas Nidam, he has in Masech Teshuas Hilchas Nidam, he brings down this whole, the lashon of the entire Braisa. And he writes like this, V'haydim Rabbinu Mahani Yud Alef Yoyim Shebein Dam Nida L'Dam Nida Mikroi Lav Divri Hakalu, the Kaim Alon Yud Alef Yoyim Shebein Nida L'Nida is Alach L'Meshi Misinai. He says that we bring down all this from Sukkim is not according to everyone. We paskin it's Alach L'Meshi Misinai. And the Rambam also, in Hilchas Yisurabiyah Perek Vav Alach Gimel, he says it's Alach L'Meshi Misinai, paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Akiva. So the Rif and the Rambam paskin is Alach L'Meshi Misinai. L'Chair it's Shver, why were they paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Usually say Alach Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirav. So the Biskanida says, and he brings it down for also from the Chavis Yoyer, and also the Chavis Chaim, L'Kutei Alachas was Mechavin, that the Gemara is Mevur, that Rabbi Eichnan and Rish Lakish were arguing according to Rabbi Lazar. They were arguing if it means the Yom Yid Aleph is Alach HaMesh Misinai, or Til Yid Aleph is Alach HaMesh Misinai. So you see, they both were ending on like Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why we pass the Kablaz and Alek Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Eichnan and Rish Lakish hold that way. Ken Zayn, but it's also Shver, and the Merei Meisadin and Tzivas is Kasha. Why did the Rif make a point to tell you that we don't paskin like this? We paskin as Alach L'Meshi Misinai. Why should the Rif paskin altogether? It's, what's in the Gei Alach L'Meisa? The Rambam. It's not so Shver. The Rambam often likes bringing Makairis to the Dinim, and he brings the Makar according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what he holds. The Ikir is Alach is. Not so Shver. But the Rif, why would the Rif do it? The Rif brings down the whole Gemara, and then he says, we don't paskin that way, we paskin as Halacha Meshi Misinai. What's an afkimin of Halacha? The Tziv points out that when the Rosh brings down the whole Rif word for word, and he brings down the next line in the Rif, and he just leaves out, he cut out this line, that it's Lav Devi Hakel, we don't paskin that way. Perhaps because he didn't understand, why shouldn't we paskin that way? Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaveirav. Or maybe more importantly, because what's an afkamina lalacha that we have to paskin? So Abyssal Shveh, now the Pesukei Nida, the Chachas Mitzal, he says that Taisus and Afnan Dalet on the tab brings down that they say b'shem of Sadi Goyin that the 3 days that you need to become a Zava don't have to be 3 consecutive days. Even 3 days scattered between the 11 days will also make you a Zava Gedela. And Taisus points out the Gemara there is Mavur Klai, not that way. The Gemara there, which discusses if Aisha has a Riyah 1 day and then no Riyah the next day, then a Riyah the next day, then no Riyah the next day, and who would then by 2 and 2. And the Gemara there is Mavur that she doesn't become a Zava Gedela, even though she had 3 Riyahs within the 11 days. So he says, Mavur, not like Rapsad Yigayin. Chai often a Gemara. So the Biskanida says, Avada, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't say like Rapsad Yigayin. You look at the Joshua Sidipsukim, it's Mavur that it means 3 consecutive days. Mashenkin, if you hold the Lach HaLameshim Misinai, so then it's possible to say like Rapsad Yigayin, that was the Lach HaLameshim Misinai. So maybe won't be shrei from the Gemara. The Gemara is going like Rabbi Akiva that learns it after the Psukim, and there, Yitaka need 3 consecutive days. Rabbi Sain Yigayim passes like Rabbi Eliezer that learns it from Halacha Meshim Sinai, and maybe you don't need 3 consecutive days. If that would be true, that would be the reason why the Rif would bedafka say Halacha Zarek Rabbi Eliezer in order to go like Rabbi Sain Yigayim that you don't need 3 consecutive days. Kenzain, but it's not klar, you don't see anywhere klar, that Rabbi Eliezer would argue in Rabbi Kiva and hold you'd only 3 consecutive days, you'd have to bring a riot to that. But the Nesiv says a different pshat, an interesting pshat, he brings down what he wrote in Hamik Shela, Parshas Tazriyam, Shilta Peivav, that this Be'emesin, another Machlaikis Yishenim, in Pesukei Nida and Ziv, we mentioned it in the previous year, we'll elaborate a little bit more in this year, that the Parshas Tazriyam, both early in Dachna Dalet and the Sugyan Erichin, and this is how Rav Yishenim hold, Rashi, and the Ramban, and the Ravid, and the Rajba, that the way it works is like this. Anisha has a Riyah, she becomes a Nida. So the next 7 days she's a Nida. The 11 days of Yimei Ziva are only after she's a Nida. She has to actually be a Nida. When she's a Nida for 7 days, after those 7 days, then come the 11 days of the Yimei Ziva. Now, after the 11 days of the Yimei Ziva pass, if she did not become a Zava Gedela, so it starts again the Yimei Nida, meaning the days that she could potentially be a Nida. But the Yimei Ziva does not come back until she actually becomes a Nida. So, if after the 11 days pass, she did not become a Zava, any Riyah she has is a Riyas Nida, but until she has a Riyas Nida, the Yimei Ziva won't start. The Yimei Ziva will only start after she has a Riyah, that's a Riyas Nida. 7 days later, she'll have the Yimei Ziva, the 11 days, where there the din is that if she sees 1 day or 2 days consecutively, she's a Shemer Shem Keneged Yom, 3 consecutive days, she'll be a Zava Gedela. But if she does not become a Nida, she will not go back to the Yimei Ziva. Any Riyah she ever will have will be a Riyas Nida, and only 7 days later will she have the 11 days of Yimei Ziva. Similarly, Rashi holds that if she does become a Zava Gedela, so then the Yimei Nida won't start again. Since she's a Zava Gedela, the Yimei Ziva will be Nimshach, and therefore she will not become a Nida again until she finishes with the Zayin Akim of the Yimei Ziva. If she has Rias in the middle of Zayin Akim, so she needs another 7 days, then right to everything will be Ziva, until the Ziva is completely cleared up, and then we'll start the Yimei Nida again. But the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds the first time the Isha has a Riyah in her entire life, she's a Nida for 7 days, the next 11 days of Yimei Ziva. After those 11 days of Yimei Ziva, the next 7 days are the Yimei Nida, the potential being a Nida, and the next 11 days after that are Yimei Ziva. The cycle of 7 days Nida, 11 days Ziva just goes on and on and on. Doesn't matter if she does have Riyah or doesn't have Riyah. It's much more hard to keep track. But that's how the cycle works with Asaramba. So the Rishayim are very bothered with Kamasugis that a Mavur Lechayr like Rashi, Mavur that the Cheshbon does, the Cheshbon of 11 days of Meziva doesn't automatically come back. When Aisha has a Riyas Dam, she becomes a Nida, so 7 days she's a Nida, 11 days of Meziva. And let's say she doesn't have Ariyah until 25 days after the first time she had Ariyah. So it passed by the 7 days of Yimei Nida, the 11 days of Yimei Ziva, and passed by another 7 days. And now it's already day 26. So according to the Rambam, she's Yimei Ziva for the next 11 days. And when it goes 36 days after the original day of Nida, that would be that it passed by a 7 and an 11 and another 7 and another 11, 2 times 18 days, so then she'll start the Yimei Nidus again. And then 7 days later, 43 days after original Nida, she'll start the Yimei Nidus again. Even without any Rias, it still goes constantly the 7 days and 11 days and the 7 days and the 11 days. So the problem is, the Sugi Samavur not that way. So the Mrei Me'esada says, the Rambam holds it's a Machleikas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Einachinami, according to Rabbi Akiva, Yadarshan all the Psukim, so that also comes out from the Drashas of Psukim, that the only time she gets Yimei Ziva is after she Bepayel has a Rias Nida, and she's 7 days Tamei Al Tzarias Nida, and then the next 11 days are Yimei Ziva, that's what the Psukim mean. Kisazav Zayv Dama Yam Ram Malayas Nidasa, Kisazav Al Nidasa, the Gemara Dashin Zul the Psukim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Halachal Meshim Sinai, so what are the two things? What does the Pasuk mean? Isha Kisazav Zayv Dama Yam Ramim Malayas Nidasa, Oi Kisazav Al Nidasa. So the Emes says he brings the Rambam. The Rambam in his Surya Bia, Perek Vav Halachi Yed Zayin says, Umai Zesh Akasa Bateya Oi Kisazav Al Nidasa. And the Chayyus Kasha is, it already says, Isha Kisazav Zayiv Dama Yom Ram Beloy Es Nidasa. So what's the new thing, Aikisazav Al Nidasa? So he answers, Shimrasa Shloisha Yom Samuch Nidasa, Rezu Zavak, and Shirasa Vishmini Lidasa, Bechi Vasiri, Shen Rishin Vishini Vishini Vishlishi Macharasa Yom Shem Yimei Zivasa. So fact in the Siv, so what's he answering? That's the regular din of the 11 days. Why do you need an extra pasuk, like he says of Al Nidasa? If it's to tell you that if she sees day 8, 9, and 10, which is day 1, 2, and 3 from the Yimei Ziva, so why do we know that from Lacha Meshim Sinai? Why do we need the extra pasuk, like he says of Al Nidasa? So he teaches the Rambam that in the pasuk state the Chiddush, that even though she became a Nida, not in day 1 of the Yimei Nida, she started... She had the day that Yimei Nida starts again automatically after 11 days of Yimei Ziva, and she became a Nida sometime in the middle of the 7 days Yimei Nida. So actually the Yimei Ziva are starting in the middle of her being a Nida. Ah, so that's Oikizos of Al Nidasa. She's not being just Taz of Beloyes Nidasa. This is while she's a Nida, the Yimei Ziva are starting. So that shows you, Lefir Rabbi Eliezer, this pasuk teaches you that the Yimei Ziva start automatically. The Yimei Nida, Yimei Ziva go as an automatic cheshbin. You don't have to wait till she actually becomes a Nida to start again the cheshbin of the 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Ziva. If that's correct, so it's very good why the Rif had to pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. It's a tremendous nafkamina la halacha. According to Rabbi Kiva, it goes like the Rishonim say, that the Yimei Ziva don't start until she actually becomes a Nida, and she's 7 days a Nida, and then the Yimei Ziva start. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, no. The Pasuk Aiki Sazav Al Nidasa teaches you that no, that it starts automatically. Now in this Inyan, I'm not going to go through the Cheshbonos of the Gemara earlier, and the Gemara in Erechin and the Rishonim. I just want to say two Nekudas on this Rambam. First, the Chavis Das in Kufpe Gimel, he discusses to answer up the Rambam from the Rishonim's Kasha, and the Eker Shtikl also, Reb Chaim says it, the Nuchas Yisurei Bir, Reb Chaim and Sefer, and the Rambam is Mavur, that this that he's saying, that the cycle of 7 and 11 goes automatically, is dafka when the Isha doesn't have a Vesis. Now Sheenke, when the Isha has a Vesis, so then, the Riyah B'Shas Vesis will be considered Yimei Arias Nida, not Arias Ziva. And the Chavis Das uses this Yisayin, which is the Chayim Mefurish in the Rambam, to answer at least the Kashas, the Rishonim asked from the Sugyas, that the Rambam wouldn't be talking about an isha that has a vesis. The isha has a vesis, so any riyah that she has, b'shas vesis, that inherently cannot be called a riyah ziva. The whole riyah ziva could only be, in the case the isha doesn't have a vesis, it's not a riyah of the vesis. Memela there, you have to figure out, you have to go with the cheshbin from the first riyah she ever had with the 7 and the 11. Now, she'enkin a riyah that's there, b'shas vesis, that riyah, by definition, will be a riyah snida, not a riyah ziva. Now, the Chavis Das is bothered. The Rambam paskins vesis derabanan. We have a gemara earlier in the second parak after Zvav. If vesis are deraisa, vesis are derabanan. The Rambam paskins vesis are derabanan. So how could it be that vesis are going to be negated to the cheshbon of nida and ziva, which is a cheshbon of deraisa, if the whole din of vesis are derabanan? So the Chavis Das already says the aside, which Reb Chaim elaborates a little bit more, that the Rambam says Avestis Adarabanan, that the whole shmuz in the Gemara Avestis Adarabanan, is Alts Benigeya, do you have to be Cheshish for a Riyah Midaraisa? Is she Tameh without Bedika? Is she considered Tameh Mitzad Avestis Midaraisa? And now we say Avestis Adarabanan, the fact that she had Avestis Kavua, doesn't automatically mean that we assume that there's a Riyah Benigeya, that she's considered tamid, anything she touches is considered tamid. But even if you hold that vesis adarabanan, I mean, the raisa, you don't have to be chayshish that she's tamid, but still there's a difference. There's still a din that gimel palm is the chazaka, and like Reb Chaim read zirais, a riyan b'shas vesis is different mi deraisa than a riyan not b'shas vesis. He says, like sharamud, Reb Chaim says. Sharamud, mistamid is no din to believe that because the shar was negeh 3 times, is Vale going to be Negeach again? You don't know. Maybe you won't be in the mood to be Negeach. But one thing you do know, if it's Negeach 3 times, then when it's Negeach, that's called the Negeach's mood. That you should have watched out for the Negeach. That Negeach is Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Not that we have a Chazaka that it will be Negeach, Mechateisa. But the Negeach is a Negeach of Regilus. Same thing with Vesis. The man the only Vesis there abundant holds, there's no chazaka she'll actually have a riyah. Maybe she won't have a riyah. We don't know. But when she does have a riyah, that's called a riyah's vesis. Chaim explains other things with it also. The Gemara in Shavuos, the Mashal is Mavur, that lagabe chiyiv karbon, if someone is boil an isha shalei b'shas vesis, and she had a riyah be'emtza de biyah, he's not mechiyiv karbon, he's an einus. Now she'enkin if he was boil an isha b'shas vesis, and she had a riyah be'emtza de biyah, he's not called an einus, he has to bring a carbon chattos. Fact developed, if you hold vestas and there are banan, so why is there such a chilek? Chiv chattos is a deraisa. So it has to mean me deraisa is a chilek. Bishlam if vestas are deraisa, so you could say, normally, a riyah b'shas to be as an einus, he doesn't have to be chayshvit. How could he be chayshvit? But if vestas, he shouldn't have been violer. So male, it's considered, not considered an einus. But if Vestas of the Rabbanan means me deraisa, there's no Vestas to be b'shas Vestas. It would mean, l'chayr, it would mean me deraisa, is no chilik between b'shas Vestas and b'shas Vestas. So why would there be a chilik when you're in chattas? Chattas in the gay deraisa. So like Reb Chaim, no, there is a chilik. You know, even if you're going to say there's no issa to be b'yolah, Vestas of the Rabbanan, there's no issa be a b'chlal. That means you don't have to be chayshish to be a riyah. You don't have to be chayshish, she has a cheskes tara, you don't have to be chayshish for a riyah. But in case there is a riyah, it's an under assert riyah. So a mela, you can't call him an einus. You have to understand, a riyah when it's not b'shas vesta, that's a riyah mikri. You can never be chayshish for a riyah mikri, then you can never be boil altogether. And you have to be boil, so obviously that's going to be called an einus. But shenkin a riyah b'shas vesta, even though Allah is not mechuyiv, not mechayiv, he's be chayshish for a midaraisa. But it's an under assert riyah. It's a riyah of a vesis. So you could be chayshish for it. So mamela, you're not considered an einus, you're considered a shegig. And that's his raya, that the raya rechens zich vestis, because the whole din of a piskei nidan zivul lefi the Rambam, it makes a difference if it's a vestis. Normally the cheshman goes right to 7-11, but when there's a vestis, then all the riyah b'shas vestis is called the riyah's nidan, not called the riyah ziva. So you see, a vestis makes a difference, even if you hold vestis that they're abundant. So Meller, if Chaim wanted to say, Lefi Zetz, you're talking. And the Rambam says, it's the Gemara, and Shavuos that Vizartim is Bnei Yisrael mitumaisim Azaril Bnei Yisrael Avzam Bnei Yisrael Shivrishim Yisrael Samach Levesis that Rishayim say that the Gemara is an Asmachta because we pass in Vesis of the Rabbanon. But Lefizeh Lav Dafka Einachinami Vesis of the Rabbanon so Legave Tuma we don't have to be Cheshish for Aria. And maybe Einachinami Vesis of the Rabbanon and Lulei a pasuk of Yizaitim Nesom Tameisam, as the pasuk of Felishiv Nis Tuvas Alei Sikr Valein, you wouldn't have to be Cheshish, because Vesis Darabonim means you don't have to Neman the Beria now. But we're saying that the Torah recognizes the concept of Vestis. For Haraya, he sees the gate of Pischenid and Ziva, he sees the gate of Chi of Chatas, so then you're talking to learn that this is the Naim Zer Zakasa, which is not an Asmachta, it's the Reisa, telling you this an isubiya b'shas vesis. Even though without the pasuk you wouldn't have to be chayshish v'riyah, but the pasuk is telling you to be extra careful and be chayshish v'riyah. As you're talking to learn the way Zokter B'chai. Al kolponim, dos l'chayr shteyden Rambam, that the din of this din that he's saying, that the cycle will continue 7-11, 7-11, even without a riyah, is dafka by isha she'ein l'vesis, a isha she'esh l'vesis, the Riyah of the Vest is not going to be called the Riyah Ziva. So there's a very geschmackish stickle from the Brisker Rav in Erichin Dafches. He gave Shiran Erichin Dafches that talks about the dinim of Nida and Zava. So he says a very geschmack alumdus in the Machloikis Rashi and the Rambam. He said, look, there's two Machloikis in Rashi and the Rambam. And he wants to say the Tali HaBaha. And he wants to fataych, what exactly is the alumdus? The alumdus is different Lefi Rashi and Lefi the Rambam. One lechleikis is, benigei yemei ziva. According to Rashi and the Rishayim, yemei ziva don't start until she actually has a riyas nida. You can't have yemei ziva unless 7 days before the yemei ziva started, she had a riyas nida. Then, 7 days later, after she becomes tired from the nidas, the yemei ziva start, then you have the 11 days of yemei ziva. But you can't have an 11 days Yemei Ziva without an actual Riyas Nida. The Rambam holds you could. The Rambam holds that even if she didn't have any Riyas Nida, but from the first time she had a Riyas Nida, that's the 7 days of Nida, the next 11 days of Ziva, and the next 7 days of Nida, and afterwards is 11 days of Ziva, even if she didn't have any Riyas. That's one Machlekes. The Machlekes is, could she have an 11 days of Ziva without having a Nidas before? Now there's another Machlekes. Rashi holds that if she does have a Riyah Ziva, if she becomes a Zava Gedela, so then the Yemei Nida don't start again until she finishes her being a Zava Gedela. Until she finishes her Zayin Nikim. Vashengi the Rambam holds no. The Yemei Ziva are only 11 days. If she becomes a Zava Gedela, yes, she has to count Zayin Nikim, but the Yemei Nida will start again. So that's the Machlokes if the Yemei Nida start. And Rashi holds him, Yemei Nida cannot start until she finishes being a Zava Gedela. If she ever became a Zava Gedela, she has to become tar from being a Zava Gedela in order for Yemei Nida to start again. And the Rambam holds, no, Yemei Nida start again automatically after 11 days. So that's the Machlokes Benigeya, the Yemei Nida starting. Vazak derav, the Tali HaBaha. The Tali in the Yisait had to understand what's Yemei Nida and Ziva. And it's totally in what is the pshat of the Menida and Ziva Be'etzim. The Rambam and Rashi have two different mahalchim. According to the Rambam, and he's medayik that in a few different lashonos of the Rambam, very meduyik. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing Be'etzim to be Kaveya Yemei Ziva. That's not the point. The question is, are you in Yemei Nida, or are you not? Anything which is not Yemei Nida is automatically Yemei Ziva. And that's why the Rambam holds that every Riyas Veses is automatically Yemei Nida. That's definition of Nida. Yemei Nida is Riyas Veses. But if it's not Riyas Veses, so when is Yemei Nida? How do you define Yemei Nida? The pshat is when she becomes a Nida, those are 7 days of Nida. And then the halacha l'shemisina of 11 days is that you can't have more than 11 consecutive days that aren't Yemei Nida. That any time you have 11 days, automatically, after the 11 days, is going to have to be Yemei Nida again. So, what defines Yemei Nida? A Vesis defines Yemei Nida. And also, if it's not a Vesis, so then it's not Yemei Nida. No. If it's not a Vesis, so if the Pshat is 11 days of no Nida went by, so then automatically the Yemei Nida have to start again for 7 days. So you can't say that the Yemei Ziva don't start until she has an actual Rias Nida. There's no such thing as Yemei Ziva. Yemei Ziva is just an absence. Yemei Ziva just means that it's not Yemei Nida. So the question is, what is Yemei Nida? Well, Yemei Nida could be a Vesis, fine. But if it's not a Vesis, what is Yemei Nida? Yemei Nida means that after 11 days of not having Yemei Nida, then the Yemei Nida start again for 7 days. So Kumtais is Behechich, an automatic cycle. The din of 11 days is just telling you that after 11 days, even if it didn't reach a Vesis again, we're going to anyway call it Yemei Nida, because 11 days passed. But it's going to have to be an automatic cycle. So Mela Hua Din, it doesn't matter if she became a Zava Gadela, who cares? That's not the point. It's not the Yemei Ziva that being Mefkir the Yemei Nida. It's 11 days of non-Yemei Nida. So the din is when she sees when she's not a Nida, so that's a second Parsha. But Layas Nida, so you have different dinim, different dinay tumah. But the Ace Nida is, if it's not a Vesis, the Pshat is after 11 days of not having an Ace Nida, automatically the Ace Nida is returned. For 7 days. And then it's not Ace Nida anymore. But then again, after 11 days, the Ace Nida is going to have to return. That's the Rambam's Pshat. Rashi, according to Rashi, there's no vert of Yemei Nida. There's no such thing as Yemei Nida. The Lachem Meshisine is just making a new thing called Yemei Ziva. Okay, Yemei Ziva is the vart. Yemei Nida just means that it's not Yemei Ziva. What is Yemei Ziva? What's the definition of Yemei Ziva? The definition of Yemei Ziva is that whenever an Isha is in Nida for 7 days, after she's in Nida for 7 days, the next 11 days are Yemei Ziva. Devachaloi Shem Yemei Ziva. And it goes through 11 days, but in case she becomes a Zava Gedela, so then it's Nimshech for more. Because, listen, if she's a Zava, that's Behechrik Yemei Ziva. By Shemeres Yem Kenegan Yem, now we have a din that, okay, after 11 days, that's it. She's no longer Shemeres Yem Kenegan Yem. The Shemeres Yem Kenegan Yem has to be confined within the 11 days. But Zava Gedela doesn't. She needs Zayin Akim. So the male, that will be Yemei Ziva. But the Vart is Yemei Ziva. The Vart isn't Yemei Nida. According to Rashi, there's no such thing Be'etzim as Yemei Nida. The Vart is that Lachem HaShpsini is to make Yemei Ziva. What is Yemei Ziva? When Isha becomes a Nida, she's a Nida for 7 days. After those 7 days, there's 11 days of Yemei Ziva. And that's if she doesn't become a Zava Gedela. She becomes a Zava Gedela, so the Yemei Ziva and Nimshach Mor. If she's not in those 11 days of Yemei Ziva, so then the Hechrich is Nida. You don't need a Yemei Nida. You need it shouldn't be Yemei Ziva. The Rambam holds okay. The Rambam holds there's no such thing as Yemei Ziva Be'etzim. The Vart is, it has to be an Ace Nida. An Ace Nida means Vesis. And if it's not Vesis, so then, after 11 days of going by, which you don't have an Ace Nida, the Hechrich, you become a Nida again. That's the Lachem HaShem. Lachem HaShem says, you can't have more than 11 days of Loy Ace Nida. So you can't have it. After 11 days, it's going to be Ace Nida again. But the insight is, you have to shtel avek the Ace Nida. Anything else is Mamela Ziva. You don't need a Yemei Ziva. I think that would be very good, like the Nitziv. That's a coin to Rabbi Lezer. There's Halacha Meshim Esine of 11 days. The Halacha Meshim Esine of 11 days is that there's no more than 11 days, like he's Medayik in the Lashon Rambam. That there's a maximum of 11 days you can have that's called the Loy Eis Nida. Afterwards, it's Behechich Eis Nida. That's the Rambam. Mashiach and Rashi, like we said, there's no such thing as having Yemei Nida. You don't need Yemei Nida. There's 11 special days of Yemei Ziva. And they need something to start them off. They need a Rias Nida that starts them off to say the Rias Nida 7 days after Rias Nida. That starts off the Yemei Ziva. But the word is Yemei Ziva. So that's why the Yemei Ziva aren't going to start again until she has an actual Ria. And also, if she has Taka 3 consecutive Rias and she's a Zava, so then the Yemei Ziva will be Nimshach until they finish. Only then she'll be able to become a Nida again.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.